You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, let's jump on the phones. Let's play some Rattle Off today. Danielle, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you got going today? Anything fun?
School.
School? Is that what you said?
Yep. I got
teaching
today.
Or attending?
I'm attending.
What are you studying?
I'm studying history.
Okay.
All right. Why?
Because it's a passion of mine. I really enjoy it. And
like American history?
American history and just world history. But right now I'm taking Western history, which is like from the beginning until the Reconstitution right after. So I'm excited.
I know, but some things don't seem to really add up because I said, what are you doing? You're just like, school. And then you said, but I really like it.
Yeah, you don't sound happy about
this. But today, it's crazy because I have a 7-page report that I've been working on, and it's due this weekend, and I'm just dreading,
what's the paper on?
How it's going to turn on. It's on anything we wanted to do in history.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
The choices.
The choices.
So what'd you pick?
I chose something that I think nobody would ever choose. I actually chose the Mormon-Missouri War, which it was just because my mom lived in Missouri during that time, and we were going through her things, and I found a pamphlet in her things, and it was on that. And I was like, what the heck is this all about? So that's what I decided to do my report on. So, yeah.
Well, I guarantee you, you'll be the only student doing that particular topic.
Right?
Yeah.
Like ever.
Now,
here's hoping that you get an A, all right?
Good luck.
Let's play some Rattle Off if you are ready for us.
Okay,
In 10 seconds, we're looking for five famous dogs. They can be real or fictional, but we want five famous dogs, Danielle. Ready? Go!
Lassie. I can't think.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Benji.
Wishbone would have been one. Benji. Oh, my God.
Snoopy, Scooby-Doo.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Right, yeah. Well, darn it.
Oh, well.
Well, you know what? Your mind is still wrapped up in your Mormon-Missouri War, so you need to go work on that. And
get it over with so it can actually be over.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day, Danielle.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Boy, if you had to write a paper on anything in history, what would you choose?
I don't know. I'd have to sit down and think about it. That's so many. It's all of history?
Come on.
I don't know.
I don't know.
First of all, I wouldn't.
Well, you got to, though.
I don't want to. No,
All right.
I'm dropping that class.
You'll get a zero.
I'm dropping that boring class.
Hello, Gloria. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hello.
What are you doing today?
Just hanging out, getting ready for work.
Mm-hmm. Oh. How do you earn a check? What do you do?
I work at Pima Medical. I teach dental assisting.
Oh, that's good. Good.
Jeremy, do you want to coach her on one thing that she should immediately start teaching dental hygienists?
Skip the small talk.
There
Just
you
get
go.
To work. Skip the small talk, all right? We love you. We love the service. Hate the small talk.
Thank you.
Hate the small talk.
Think maybe it becomes an inside joke for dental hygienists?
Absolutely.
See, that's kind of what I imagine.
Yes.
It's an inside joke.
They ask you a question, and then they put their hands in your mouth and the sucker and the little mirror all at the same time and expect you to answer.
They wait until you walk out the door, Jeremy. They're like, oh, I got him good. I asked him what paper he was going to write on world history, and then I stuck all the implements in his mouth.
The weird thing is we actually understand it.
Oh, you know what?
There's a class on mumbling, huh?
That's funny.
dental mumbling. We understand it.
Dental mumbling.
We got this.
Gloria, let's play Rattle-Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
10 seconds. We're looking for five diseases that have a vaccine. Five diseases that come with a vaccine. Ready? And go.
The flu, the COVID, that have a vaccine. Oh, my gosh. Come on. No, measles, darn it.
Shingles.
Polio.
Polio.
Is
there chicken pox for you?
Chicken pox does, yeah.
Measles, mumps, rubella, the MMR shot.
I was getting there, just couldn't do it fast enough.
Couldn't do it.
Well, listen, you are absolutely charming to have on the show. I hope you have a fun day, all right?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Gloria.
Bye.
Nancy has been holding patiently. Nancy, what are you doing today?
Good morning. I am unpacking. Just moved, and I have the joy of unpacking.
Oh, that's the worst, huh?
It is. But, yeah. Got to get done.
Are you purging a bunch of stuff while you're doing it?
Yes.
That feels good.
Yes. Listen to that sound.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
It's almost like the sound that some women make when they take their bra off at the end of the day. They're like, oh, yes. Oh, God.
What?
Nancy knows what I'm talking about.
How did it go, Dom?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Huh.
Where did you move from house to house? You moved to a downsizing,
yep,
upsizing?
Evergreen to Evergreen. And upsizing a little bit, but that's the way it goes.
Well, good. It's exciting.
Happy day.
New house is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. My husband built it, so it's even better.
Whoa, now you're just bragging.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like, he's strong.
He built the whole thing himself?
Well, he had trades come in, like plumbers and electricians and stuff.
A couple buddies.
General contractor.
All right, well, here's the important question. Did he build in secret passageways?
Actually, yes.
Now, are you just messing with us, or did he really?
Make that bra sound again, Dom.
No. Oh, I have a secret room. Secret room.
You
What's it behind?
Yep. A book. I can't tell you.
Well, it's a bookshelf.
It's always a bookcase.
Why does it have to be a bookcase?
That's lame. What's the secret room? What's in there?
Well, nothing yet. We're still moving in.
What are you going to put in there?
Yeah, is it a big room?
Is it going to be kind of like a jungle room? Is it going to be like your, wild and crazy, room? I mean, is that what that is?
Make that sound again, Dom.
Let Nancy answer the question first.
Survival room. How's that?
Oh, it's a safe room.
Sort of.
Is it?
It's the safe word room.
So you can hide out. Okay.
Yes.
You think there's going to be cause for that in Evergreen anytime soon?
I don't think so. But if there ever is, I'm ready.
Good to go. It's encased.
You're
going to
have
concrete.
All sorts of supplies in there, and booze and food and everything?
Water purification?
No. Just might. We'll see. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Send us a picture of your secret room. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd like to see it.
Come on.
And first of all, you get bonus points just for having one, because we always want... I personally want a secret passage and a secret room. I'd like both. Mm-hmm. So, like a little tunnel that goes through the house. That'd be, oh, yes, dear God. I'm going to make the bra sound again if you're not careful. Ready to play Rattle Off, Nancy?
I'm ready. Let's go.
I'm sure she is, Jeremy. She's probably saying, why did I call
what
these guys?
What am I doing right
why
now?
Why did I do this?
I have unpacking to do.
No. I enjoy listening to Danielle. She's so smart for taking up history now while she's younger. That's a regret. I wish I had paid attention in history class.
Well,
now.
You can still pick up some history books and
anytime
learn
you want.
All you want, Nancy Pants.
I could, but
nothing's
I'm
stopping
unpacking.
You.
But I'm unpacking.
Get an audio book or something.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right, rattle off 10 seconds. We want five different jobs you might have on a cruise ship. And don't overthink that. Five different jobs you might have on a cruise ship. Ready and go.
Waiter, waitress, purser, captain. I need one more. Housekeeper.
Well, Waiter, waitress, it's kind of the same thing.
So I always tell people, don't stop at five.
Waiter, waitress is the same thing.
Then I don't win. Move on to the next. Have a good day, guys.
Wait,
Nancy.
Slow your jets, girl. We're talking here. We're discussing.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, we could be nice today.
I kind of want to be nice because it technically, if you look it up, I mean, it's kind of the same job, but it's not. You know, at the Academy Awards, there's best actor and best actress. They're doing the same thing, but they're different.
But they're different. And she has a secret room.
She got a secret room. You're a winner!
We are so nice today.
Thank you.
Don't tell anybody. Don't tell them.
Don't say anything.
It's our secret.
Okay. Keep it in your hidden room, okay?
All right.
Okay. All right, Nancy. Hold on, and Josh is going to come back and talk to you about your prize.
Okay, right? Thank you.
Thank you very much for spending your mornings with us. Oh, we had to give that to
her. That was nice of us. Yeah, it's fine.
That was nice of us.